All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and July is certainly time for water sports, don't you think?
You are right. And who would think we would go to a trail to talk about water sports?
That's because lakes are full of folks with big power boats.
That's right. Be safe out there, but if you don't want to get in there and mix it up with your kayak alongside a power boat,
how about something a little quieter?
Oh, let's do it.
Where we can hear the birds and maybe even see a beaver building a dam.
Touche, dear sir. Touche. Listen, we talk a whole bunch about greenways, and alongside greenways comes blueways. And when we talk about local greenways and blueways, it immediately makes us think about the Carolina Thread Trail. And we're going to bring Andy Kane onto the line here with the Carolina Outdoors to tell us about some blueway maps that have just come about to help us get out there into a more quiet place than Lake Wylie or Lake Norman. And we can enjoy nature the old-fashioned way with a paddle. Andy Kane, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to talk to you. Thanks for the call.
Well, before we get into talking to you about the blueways, would you give us just a background check of the Carolina Thread Trail, what it is, and maybe the differences between it and the Sugar Creek Greenway or the trail across Charlotte, those different things? What is the Carolina Thread Trail in relation to those things and to us Charlatteans?
Well, the Carolina Thread Trail is a nonprofit organization, and we are actually have created a network of trails that are planned on paper with 15 counties in our region. And the Cross Charlotte Trail, the Little Sugar Creek Trail, those are all part of the Carolina Thread Trail. About 12 years ago, the community got together, a group of communities, and they decided that one thing we were really lacking was better access to the outdoors in our neighborhoods. So the Carolina Thread Trail was formed to work with different communities and get them to help them develop a system of greenways and trails that would link different communities, schools, parks, rivers, lakes through our region. And these were created by local communities. We had 88 communities that signed on to the project in 15 counties. And so we have a 1,500-mile plan for Carolina Thread Trails throughout our region.
Well, we're going to take this opportunity to jump in to talk about the Blue Way portion because, just as Don said, it's July and it's hot. And that's a great time
hot.
To get out there on some Blue Ways to enjoy it. So, this is part of the Carolina Thread Trail, a part of the connectivity of the 15 counties of Charlotte, the Charlotte metro region, so to speak. So, just recently, the Rocky and Petey River Blue Ways were mapped for kiosks so that people can know what they're about to paddle. Tell us about these maps and about these blueways.
Okay. Well, the Rocky River, of course, is a little bit to the north and east of Charlotte. It eventually flows into the PD River. And this is a unique river for our region because there are no dams on the PD for a very long stretch of river, and so you can go about 75 miles with different launch sites along the way. I wouldn't recommend doing it all at one time. It might take you a couple of days. But we have put launch sites on the Rocky River and on the PD River, and I want to tell you guys, this is a beautiful stretch of river for us, both these rivers. Lots of wide open spaces and a lot of nature. There aren't a lot of homes and development along this river. It is very rural and very beautiful, a great place to get out and get on the water, cool down, see a lot of wildlife out there.
Give us some ideas of the rules, if not the etiquette, on these rivers. I mean, these obviously flow through a ton of private property. Are you trespassing if you get off on the bank? I mean, how does this work?
Well, that's a good point, Don. One of the problems with the Rocky is that there were a lot of places that you could take out But in a lot of cases, almost all cases, you'd be trespassing on local landowners' land. So what we did with the Carolina Thread Trail and working in conjunction with these different communities is that we got permission from local landowners. We got easements that were signed to build canoe launches on different properties. And all of our launch sites now have parking access, and most of them have their map up. If they don't, they will be up soon. And you can go to these launch sites along the river. We have 12 of them from up at Far Family Preserve in Cabarrus County near Midland, all the way down to the Rockingham access down near Highway 74.
Now, when you're saying launch site, I'm assuming canoes and kayaks as opposed to motorboats?
Yes, most of these are just for canoes and kayaks until you get down to Blewett Falls Lake, and that's where it changes. But, you know, the river, Don, is really not navigable for motorboats until you get down to PD, and even on the PD, it's not navigable until there is a release from the Lake Tillery Dam. And even with that, you got to have a pretty small boat and with a special knowledge of the rocks, because there are a bunch of rocks out there.
Our guest is Andy Kane from the Carolina Thread Trail. He's a senior director, and he's talking about blue ways with us here on the Carolina Outdoors. And he just mentioned Lake Tillery and the PD. The access points like the Clark's Creek access and the PD USNWR access, that's all there. But Andy, how much of that is dependable or dependent on Duke Energy and the releases and the relationship there?
Well, Clark's Creek is a brand new launch site right below the Tillery Dam that was built by Duke Energy. And as part of their relicensing agreement, they have agreed to start posting release times for water from Lake Tillery, and so now you can have a real reliable gauge on how much water there will be when you come out there by going to the Duke Energy website and just type in Lake Tillery Dam release schedule, and you would know. The other thing that you can do with any river in the U.S., just about, and any river in our region, definitely, you can Google USGS. You can put in Rocky River river gauge, and it'll tell you how deep the river is at any given time, and it'll give you historical depths and flow rates. And that's real helpful if you're sitting in your living room and thinking about going paddling the next day. You can key up the Rocky River and see how much water is in there. And you don't want to go when it's too low, but you also don't want to go when it's too high, because that river can really get up high and really be dangerous. So you want to catch it on a sweet spot where you can have a nice paddle, but not overtax yourself.
Well, and along those lines, too, to always carry a PFD in there and have water if you're going to go out for a paddle on these rivers, that's very, very important to do. Now, Andy Kane, Senior Director, Carolina Thread Trail, guess what? I got my new thing from the Charlotte Observer, and it had things for 50-year-old people and older to do. People who are retired or have more time off and that sort of thing. And one of the things they had listed was to volunteer with the Carolina Thread Trail. Tell us about bringing people together as far as activities and such.
Well, we've got a great volunteer corps of people. We go to a lot of festivals and events, and we have some ambassadors that are trained to go out and man the tables and spread the word and get people signed up for our newsletters. We do program activities with people. We do hikes and bike rides for people that want to get together and have similar interests. And then one of the things that's so important to our managing our trails is we have a program where we do volunteer work days for the community and volunteer work days for corporate groups. We get a lot of corporate support where people will come out and work on the trail, cut back the brush, help kill invasive plants, work on the surface of the trail, and unfortunately pick up litter that people leave out, which we don't appreciate.
They
we also have a trail masters program where we train people to be experts in leading volunteer groups and help us in maintaining our trails. So that's a 40-hour course that we do every fall and train people to be trail masters.
Help people get engaged, that's for sure. Hey, Don, they might break up some beaver dams along the way, too. Never know.
Well, beavers are good in the right places. They really help the wetlands ecology, and sometimes they can do a lot of damage to the nearby land. So that they can be a problem, that's for sure.
His name is Andy Kane. He's a senior director at the Carolina Thread Trail. For more information or to join in, go to carolinathreadtrail.org. The maps are there. The information is there. The events are there. Andy, as always, thanks for being on with us here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you, gentlemen. Y'all have a good day.
Off he goes. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don Nager over there, Bill Barty over here, TJ Boggs is pushing the buttons. We'll be back with the Carolina Outdoors here on WBT.